Joining us today is the president of the National Pork Board, David Newman.
David, tell us maybe first of all a little bit about your hog operation.
Sure. So my wife and I own a diversified livestock operation in South Central Missouri, and we run about 1,000 sows, fair to finish. We run a niche business, so we focus on direct marketing to restaurants on East and West Coast and here in the Midwest as well. Then we run cattle and sheep as well. So, one of those true diversified livestock family farming businesses.
So you're doing some vertical integration as far as your marketing is concerned, vertical marketing.
Absolutely. We work direct with chefs every week as part of our sales effort, and we move fresh product all over the country on a weekly basis. So, trying to diversify, be different, has been a part of our family culture for the last 30 or 40 years. We've been in all different facets of the hog business, but some we're very passionate about.
One of the things that the checkoff is doing right now, and I know your board is very much invested in this, is trying to stay current on a website, on trying to be that have that right face for today's consumer.
Yeah, that's right. Well, our new Pork Checkoff 4.0 mission that we've just embarked on is really the tagline for that is consumer focused, producer led, and that says a lot about what we do because it is about our consumers. And when you have more than 97% of our population does not represent pork producers or pork production, we're really fighting for and vying for that protein sector every single day. And we need our producers, or our consumers rather, to understand not only what we do, but the value of the product that we produce for them. So you're right, consumer focused is a huge part of our business moving forward into the future.
And as you've gone through the chairs and the board, and as you've looked at the various digital plans that are helping position pork today, why is it important that you engage consumers at that level, you think?
Well, so technology, as you know, is rapidly developing, and it has really shaped the future that we live in right now. So understanding our digital strategy that we're using on the domestic marketing side is a great example. So we engage with companies like Google, for example, where you have billions of users on a single platform that literally use digital technology for everything they do. That helps us mine through this mountain of information with very limited resources that we have at the Pork Checkoff to understand what our future consumers want. What does Generation Z and millennials, what do they want? Portion size, purchasing power, where they shop, why they shop, what they want in 2025, not just what they want now in 2020 nearly. So that kind of effort is a smart allocation of resources. Instead of throwing everything at it plus the kitchen sink, right, just buying print ads, buying TV ads, things like that. Let's use our money to more strategically find our consumer and give them what they want. That goes beyond just the generational gap. Also think about the huge growing multicultural population here in the United States. Many of those people have pork as a huge part of their culture. And so also another great opportunity.
Going forward, where are the opportunities you think that are really out there? You obviously mentioned that multicultural, that international flavor. What else is out there?
Well, you can't mistake the value of the export market. So, not just thinking beyond the opportunities that we have. And pork is a very diverse protein, as you know. It sits in that space of affordable. It sits in the space of diverse. Thank God it makes bacon, right? So we have some of these unique pieces that make us uniquely pork. We're not just meat. There are people who think bacon is its own category. So we have some really cool things about diversity in our role in food service and retail. But the export market is huge, and that's a growing percentage of our business. So not just because of African swine fever either. I mean, we've been exponentially growing in that export space for years, and that's going to continue to be a foothold. One of the things we have going on with Pork 4.0 is a project called Pork 2040. So not just the current markets we have. Don't think outside of the traditional box of just Japan, Mexico, Canada, South Korea. Let's talk about emerging markets. Where are we going to be marketing pork to what populations, and what do they want 20 years from now?
He's the president of the National Pork Board this year, David Newman. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.